to order as my last official duty as the president of the town of Discovery Bay this time around. The meeting, regular meeting of the town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors, I would ask everybody to rise and join us in our newest president of the town of Discovery Bay, Ash Porter.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Can I get roll call, please?
Roll call for taking a vote from the show. All members are present.
This is the time for public comment. If there is anybody online. Public comment. If there's anybody that's either online or in the room that would like to address an issue that is not an agendized item, this would be the time for you to speak. I'm going to start with to see if we have anybody online.
There's someone online, but no hands are raised.
Okay. Can you unmute yourself or do whatever you need to do so we can hear you, please? With our help, we'll get it done. Hello?
Hello, can everybody hear me?
Oh, wow. Yeah, we hear you great. You're on our new system. It sounds good. What can I do for you, sir?
Fantastic to hear. Hi. I just want to introduce myself to all. I'm Trevor Page. I am one of the field representatives for Lord Assemblywoman Lori Wilson's office. And I just wanted to sit in with you all tonight and let you know that we're here and be able to answer any questions that anybody may have. And also let you know that we are looking for a representative to come out of that area, either from Oakley or Discovery Bay. So if you all know anybody who would like to join us at our office, please let me know, and then I can give you the information for our district director to go from there. But that is all I have to add. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being here. Appreciate it very much. Anybody in the room that has any non-agendized item that they'd like to address?
I do.
Could you like to come to the podium and
sure.
Do your thing?
Thank you. I'm Dan Spear. I'm a resident on that side of Bixler Road, and I need to talk to someone in this department to tell me who I need to talk to about getting the ditches from Bixler to Kellogg Creek cleared out. Obviously, there's flooding issues going on. Last time it happened was January 2017. I spoke with Byron Bethany Irrigation Department, and they said it was Contra Costa County job. And so I contacted Contra Costa County, and they say, no, we stop right at the end of Bixler. So I just need help, guys.
Okay. I can tell you whose responsibility it's not. It's not ours, and you probably already aware of that. But we want to try to help you. So what I would encourage you to do then, because we can't answer that question here tonight, is to call our office tomorrow. Do you have their number, 634-1141?
Three.
Okay.
1131,
excuse me. And somebody there, Alan or Dina, will talk to you and hope and guide you in the right direction. Unfortunately, I think they're going to guide you in a direction you've already been. But here's a card. But we as a you know, now is that considered Discovery Bay where you are?
No.
You're outside of our area of...
Well, it's kind of a unique property. So Marsh Creek Road comes across, and that's now the township. Or town of
right.
But to that side of Marsh Creek, it actually ties into Centex and so.
Well, it can. Yeah, I understand what you're
saying. That line right there is Discovery Bays or Brentwoods.
Understood. But nonetheless, you're county. Nonetheless, you're a neighbor if you're not a resident, and we'd love to help you if we can. So go ahead and get a hold of us, and we'll do what we can for you.
Perfect.
You bet.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in. And if you hang around, it gets really exciting.
This is
one of the best presentations of the year coming up.
You guys got coffee?
That's a great idea.
Anyway, thank you for coming, sir. It's good to have you. Okay, nothing else online? Kelly? Okay, I'm going to close public comment and ask if there's anything on the consent calendar that anybody would like to have pulled to discuss. And if not, is there a motion to accept?
I will motion to accept the consent calendar.
I'll second.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded. Any comment from the public? Any public comment?
The accept is approved, correct?
Yeah.
Thanks.
The last time we get to Rousey. With that being said, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. I am going to pass the gavel to our new Madam President of the Town of Discovery Bay. Madam President, the gavel is yours. And don't hit it yet.
Now not hit it yet. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay.
It's clean.
I'm
going to
be okay.
Thank you.
I love my job. But I'm happy to pass it on because it's a great responsibility and Ashley's going to do a great job.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
I would like to bring you over here to recognize your wonderful service. We have a fine thing for you, but there's always a picture opportunity.
Isn't this special? It's a gala.
It needs to be amazing. So this says, with our great appreciation, we hereby honor Kevin Graves for your dedicated service as board president in 2022 to Town of Discovery Way. Personally, you are a great inspiration, and it's for this year, but Kevin has been a huge part of the town, not only as president for the past year, but also several years before that. He brings with him a wealth of knowledge and insight, and I think, you know, speaking on behalf of myself and the board, we're very grateful for your service and look forward to having you mentor me throughout the next year.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you.
Now I'm going to take pictures. Now you can talk.
And all kidding aside, I do love serving the town of Discovery Bay in any capacity. And we've got a great board. This is the best board I've served with yet. And I've done it, and I've been with four or five boards. So in all seriousness, thank you very much. Thank you very much, board, for supporting me in this. Ashley, thank you for supporting me. I'm glad that you're taking over, and we're going to have some fun and enjoy ourselves. But most importantly, we're going to take care of the citizens of Discovery Bay and try to do what we can to make it a better place to live. So thank you very much.
But you can't leave yet.
Yep,
not yet. You have another presentation.
Okay. Should I keep? No, I'll put this in.
Hi. I'm Claire Laura Stella.
Claire, nice to meet you. I don't think we met before.
No, not yet, but I'm with the Office of Senator Steve Glazer.
Oh,
I'm the representative for this area, so I look forward to working with you and the rest of your board in the future, at least for the next couple of years, for sure, while Senator is still part of District 7. Because of your service as the immediate past president, the senator wanted to extend his congratulations to you on a job well done. For what you've done for the town of Discovery Bay and the community surrounding. It's nice to see that even your neighbors next door who are not quite in the district, you're still willing to lend a hand to and help. So that's very reassuring on how things are going well out here on this part of the district. So I'll just read to you what it says. On behalf of the California State Senate and the people of the 7th Senate District, I commend you on your term as president of the Town of Discovery Bay Board of Directors and extend my deepest appreciation for your dedication to our community. Thank you for your service, Senator Steve Glazer.
Well, isn't that special? Tell Steve thank you very much. We know each other fairly well. Can we get another picture here? And thank you for coming out tonight.
Of course.
Thanks,
my
Steve,
pleasure.
Very much for me. It's very
wonderful.
Appreciate
I will.
This.
Thank you.
Along in the agenda. The next thing that we have is a presentation from Veolia. Is that no presentation? Oh, I'm all just kidding.
So just one comment.
You're testing me already, right?
We couldn't get babies out of the house for my freaking retirement party, or what? I'm gonna have to give him a call.
Good evening, board. Can everybody hear me?
Yeah, and I think we just need just a minute to pop it up on the screen.
I'm going to trick you again, so they're going to show two, but I'm only going to give one of the presentations.
Okay.
So basically they say the same thing. I think y'all want to know how the year ended, so all right. So before for you is both monthly presentations from Veolia. One was for basically November's data. Should have been presented in December. I really tried to meet that goal. Sadly, wasn't able to do that. So this month, I'm bringing you both November's data, which y'all will see. If you have any questions, please reach out to me, let me know. December's data or January's presentation closes out our year. And we got some pretty good news. So on the first page, we always begin with safety. As we speak, or as of December's close, we have 4,873 safe working days. No environmental injuries, compliance, or safety. And OSHA's been out to the site twice due to Anderson inspecting their work, and Veolia has been congratulated twice since then. So it's good news for us. Speaks highly of Town Discovery Bay as well. This time of year, we're looking at, we've got a lot of new hires, new folks we're trying to bring into the industry. So we're focusing on bloodborne pathogens, things like that, because we're running wastewater. Active shooter, active threat training. We've also gone through the flu training, again, refreshing and reassuring people for COVID. Also, rain safety, as y'all can understand why. And then JSA improvements and permit changes that have come into effect on our NPDES permit this year, or this month, actually. So on the next slide, the water well status, both Willow Water Treatment Plant and Newport Plant, all six wells are active. Well 5 is still in emergency backup status if needed, so nothing really new to report there. We're doing pretty good there. On the next slide, both water treatment plants have been running pretty good for the month of December. We had Willow produced 26 million gallons, Newport at 18.36 million gallons. So pretty good balance. And your total production for December was 44.36 million gallons. And your chlorine used right before I used was 16.38. So really good year. A good end to our year, I should say. On the next slide, you'll see Willow's treatment plant or production trend. So you can see we're clearly out of our peak flow phase, and you can see how much we dropped through the winter months. So, on the next slide, same thing, Newport's total monthly production, similar trend. And boy, December just doesn't get a whole lot of usage. They're either out here partying or fleeing, I don't know, but they're not using a whole bunch of water. But we did a lot of catch up in December. So, on the next slide, water compliance, we took a total of 20 coliform samples were collected throughout the system. Zero were positive for coliform. We had zero water quality complaints, zero hydrants were flushed, and zero valve exercising was taking place. So remember, each year we try to do that early in the calendar year, so right before peak season. At the same time as this year, we have to be cautious of hydrant flushing. Please remember, and I try to remind our residents that maybe listening to this, hydrant flushing and droughts kind of go hand in hand. If the government does dictate that we're under drought, we try our best to meet that. We try not to flush during drought seasons. However, flushing is our only ability to see if we got problems in the distribution system, to see low flow areas. As soon as we get out of this flood zone, flood rain season, whatever it is, we do have to do some hydrant flushing. I have to know what our system looks like. This year, that's a double-edged sword. If I flush too soon, we're adding to the accumulated stormwater, and that's a problem. If I wait too late and we flush, now we're running out of summer use peak season flow. So we're going to try to be as light as we can and be as effective as we can in the next couple of months, hoping it doesn't rain on us and start flushing. So it's not that we're up there wasting water, it's we're trying to see what the system's really looking like. So we would definitely let the town know, let the public know what areas we'll be in. So on the next slide, question.
Just remind, about 2 weeks ago, we have a water committee meeting. If I'm still on that committee.
I want to address the ballot exercise. Would you put that on the agenda for us? I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, all right. So speaking on valve exercise and hydrant flushing go hand in hand. When we activate hydrant flushing, we are also valve exercise. We do both at the same time. It keeps us from eliminating traffic, impeding traffic more than once a year kind of a thing. And then as we move into the wastewater section, please note we are beginning what's called the SLRAT, or the annual SLRAT inspection of our collection system. Basically, we go into two manholes adjacent from each other. We put a sonar on one side and a receiver on the other, and we send a really loud sonar beam through it, and it basically picks up, and it's telling us how clogged that main is, how free the flowing it is. So that limits our cost and expense to focus directly on where our problems are, where our clogs are. So if you do get complaints of somebody on the toilet and the toilet seat rumbles for a minute, that's probably us.
How do you choose where you do that?
So we actually do 100%. So the only reason...
You go from manhole to manhole to manhole to manhole?
Manhole to manhole to manhole. The only reason we would skip a manhole is if we can't get the lid stuck, things like that, which we do a work order and we bust it loose. A lot of times with the sweating, with the rain, they'll get head shaped. People will run over them with heavy trucks and they bend them, so we can't actually get into them. Will we come back to them? So we do.
How long does it take you to do that?
Months. If the weather's good, to do the entire system, there's a lot of manholes. It does take us quite a lot of time, and we do try to do a portion of the town and work the grid towards the north, but it takes 3 guys minimum, and it takes several months.
I'm curious, are the hydrant flushing, so can you kind of explain exactly what the process is? And what?
So hydrant flushing, basically, so we're a groundwater system. Sure. We're not a surface water system, so we can't truly see the water as it comes out of the ground. It's in the pipes, it's in the tanks. We have to rely on lab results. We have to rely on the test results we do. In the distribution system, just because we have a main that goes down the street and there's 10 houses, I'd have no clue if those 10 houses are full, if they're using enough water, if there's only one person that lives in that one house and they get crap water because the rest of the people on that street aren't there to use their portion of the water. Our only way to see that is to open hydrant, see how brown it is. See if we got maggots, get it to the filters, things like that. We can use the usage that the town gets from the bills, things like that, but that doesn't tell me necessarily that this street is okay. And that's about us opening hydrants, seeing the color.
And how long do you have to run it for a day?
Generally, if it comes up and it's brown for the first second or two, and it clears up within a minute or so, we're good. We move on to the next one. We don't necessarily get every hydrant. We do exercise every hydrant, but we try to get one on every main, so that we get all the way down and pull it. And we do what's called a unidirectional flush. We start at the plant, and we work our way down every main until we get to the far dead ends. And that helps us to get all of the fresh water through all of the dead spots out. So, again, we're trying not to do that in the rain. We're trying to add to the storm drain problem, but at the same time, we got to do what we got to do.
Interesting. Thank you.
Does that help?
Yeah, no, very much so.
One more question for you on the sonar. How often have you done that in the past for us?
Absolutely.
How often do you do it?
Every year.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I just have a funny way of telling y'all about it now.
Yeah, we'll forget it now.
It's pretty, yeah. So, no, y'all are welcome. If we do it, y'all are welcome to come out and see.
Sounds like a hoot.
Yeah, I always a hoot. That thing sets off the tone, and it's just pretty cool.
I have those nice presses. So, I can't remember anything.
This slide, lift station. So we're on wastewater. All 15 of your lift stations are running active. We did fairly well, even though this is December's data. I know everybody's concerned about the rain this month, particularly. Just so you know, and I'll let you know in the next report, we did not have a single SSO. We held everything. We have actually helped assist with the storm drain cleanup. Trying to prevent SSOs. We were at max capacity during New Year's Eve. We were literally, we took in an additional 2.5 million gallons over 2 6-hour periods, and the plant couldn't hold it or couldn't treat it fast enough, but we held it, and we did not violate sample. So that's not easy to do. That's very hard to do. And I also have another number y'all are going to be eager to see, so
Really quick before you move to the next one, I just wanted to say on that note how appreciative we are of you guys doing that, because it has been a very challenging 3 to 4 weeks. We've lost some power, and I know that that's a very delicate balance of making sure that everything is okay. You know, while storm drains is not the responsibility of Veolia or the town, we appreciate you jumping in to help make sure everybody's okay with that.
No,
there's no SOS, so yay!
Absolutely, and that's literally why we did it, especially in Clipper. Folks saw us over at Clipper, considering the line crossing literally right there. Everybody probably thought, oh crap, another wastewater main. You know? In this case, it was literally just trying to be proactive and stop it from reaching our gravity system, so we were well in that.
Well, it's appreciative, and thank you.
Thank y'all. That slide. Wastewater plant 1 is still offline. We are operating through plant 2. However, plant 1 is diverted right now, so any additional, if we do get any additional floods that can't be funneled to plant 2 and treated, is going into the holding pond in Ox Ditch 1 just to last time so we can get to the sand filters in that UV system. So we are using it as a backup plant if needed. So far we haven't needed, but it's holding its own rainwater, if you can tell. So, plant 2, we are at, for December, 35.21 million gallons. This time last year, we were at 38.31. Now, that was before most of the rain hit, so it'll be interesting to see this month's data coming. On the next slide, total monthly flow for wastewater treatment plant 2. Again, wastewater plant flows generally don't reflect the water treatment flows. Sometimes they do, but in this case, the trending is pretty typical. Wastewater people aren't using much water, but boy, they seem to use the other side. So,
this is interesting.
That is interesting.
How does that work?
Residential community. They're definitely different from the community.
Kind of makes you scratch your head a little bit.
And commercial, yeah. So the next slide, average discharge flow for December, pretty common throughout the year on our average MGD, so I did well on that. On the next slide, here we are.
Elephant in the room.
I knew y'all wanted to see it. So, I do want to not to brag. Well, okay, maybe a little bit. I will say this: Veolia and town staff work our living butts off to achieve this number. And on this next page, I think you're going to see the actual number. But if you notice December's, I do have to sign up for a minute. Early December, we took conductivity numbers based off of our normal trends. When we were at the water line, as of November's data, I believe we were at, or October's for sure, we were at 24.10 over Atlanta. We took additional samples in November. November, as you can see, November trend was pretty high. Waiting on December to come through, we're like, you know, let's go ahead and do it right. Sample. We did one sample as required in December. Did not ask for a second set, and we got a really low result, and much lower than our general average. We pushed back on the lab saying, you know, we appreciate the really low sample, but that doesn't look representative of Discovery Bay, and we found out that they'd mixed our sample up with another community. We took another sample in December, sent it to the lab, and we got the result. Literally, if you look at that next number on the next page, the conductivity, our calendar 12-month average, 23.95, by doing it the right way. Within legal requirements, we didn't false anything, and we kicked back a much lower, much better result, but we get the right one at right. So, I cannot promise we will be that successful this next year. We are so close that we're getting a lot of conductivity from a couple of our wells, from the system itself, and just the groundwater source in Northern California. Several of our communities are fighting this. Maybe the rains this year will help that number. I don't know. but we will see. But I'm very proud to say, by gosh, we got 23.95. So that's
awesome.
Good for the state, that's good for us.
Unfortunately, I think the rains will take it more than just a year to be able to percolate down through the soils and affect the aquifer in a positive way. But in maybe 2 or 3 years, we may see some benefits from that.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the rest of that, wastewater compliance, BOD effluents looking really well. TSS is looking good. Our usual, our total coliform is non-detected. Basically, less than two is non-detected. Non-detect on the morning is our filtration rate and removal is 97.8% and 99.1%. So I really wanted y'all to see that number. So a lot of folks sweated over that one. And last slide, no SSOs and no customer complaints on wastewater or customer inquiries on wastewater. Any questions? Yeah,
good job.
Excellent.
No, favorite
yeah.
Part.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Aaron.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You never showed up when I was president.
I don't have to tell you. So we are, if there are no questions for Anthony, we're going to move on to the next part of our agenda. We are getting ready to appoint standing committees. So I'm going to turn it over to staff to kind of explain that process, and then we will get started.
So as a board, it was decided in the past that every 2 years we would select new standing committees, and so we're going to go through that process tonight, first with our internal committees, and then secondly with the regional committees. So I will pass that to Andy to walk us through the form. You each have a form so that you can follow along and fill it out. It's the same form that's in the agenda packet. We just blew it up so that you're able to read it. So.
All right, so we have policy 2, which is a board adopted policy that guides the process for this. In that policy, as Dina mentioned, this is a 2-year selection to these committees. And the way that the board in the past has established this process is in following order. So president, vice president, then the highest, then seniority, and if seniority cannot be determined based on vote count. So based on that criteria, the selection scheduled tonight will be Director Porter, Director Callahan, Director Graves, Director Gutteau, and Director Graham. So at this time, all slots are open. You can go ahead, Director Porter, and make your first selection.
Do I need to do public comment first on it? Is there any?
We can do public comment.
Is there any public comment on this agenda item online or in? Yes?
Real quick, there's a lot to be said for trying to maintain continuity. So since you have 2-member committees, I think at least one should always be a holdover from the previous term.
Thank you. Okay, if there are no other public comments, I'm going to turn it back to Andy for us to start that process.
So Director Porter, your first selection.
Okay, water, wastewater.
All right, Director Callahan.
I'll take Parks and Recreation, please.
All right, Director Graves.
Yes, Alex, I will take Waste and Wastewater for 400. Water and Wastewater for 400.
Water and Wastewater.
I'm so caught up in my joke, I believe.
Water and Wastewater is now filled, so now we have Director Gutteau.
So, Wastewater is full?
Wastewater is full.
Fully full.
But we have plant one, we can take the overflow lane if we have a problem.
It is full.
I will then take Park and Recreation.
Which is...
All right, now Parks and Rec is full. So Director Graham, your selection.
I will take Finance Committee.
All right. Back to the top of the order, Director Porter.
Finance Committee.
So the two remaining committees are Internal Operations and Communications. Director Callahan.
Internal Operations.
All right. Thank you, Director Gutteau.
Director Graves.
I apologize.
Internal Affairs. Internal Operations.
Wow.
All right, so that by proxy makes Director Buto and Director Graham Communications Committee.
Thank you, Andy. So that is standing committee. Dina and Angela, do you have that written down? So we're good for that. Okay. So we're going to move on to the second action item, which is regional committees. Do you want to explain that as well, please?
Sure. So the regional committees, again, are every 2 years. We're going to start off by doing the primary first, and then we'll go through the lineup for the secondary. Okay. And again, it's also in our bylaws, so as district leader will explain.
Yes, same selection criteria. The only difference between these and the other committees is that these are committees that the board has designated that we have an interest in, is in the town of Discovery Bay. So these will be the primary director that would be attending those meetings and bringing reports back to the board. We don't have any control over the agendas of these meetings. It's just been determined by previous boards that these would be important information to keep in contact with. So with that said, Director Porter, if you wanted to do public comment before we did that.
So we're going to open it up to public comment. Is there any public comment regarding the regional committee selection process? Online?
No.
In person? Anyone? Okay, I'm going to bring it back to you, Andy.
All right, Director Porter, you have the list in front of you, so you're first.
I'm going to do East County Water Management Association.
All right, Director Callahan.
Let's do the LAFCO, please.
All right, Director Graves.
I'll take aviation. You said LAFCO, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You read my mind.
All right, Director Guteau.
Code enforcement.
Director Graham.
I will take the Contra Costa Fire Protection.
All right, back to you, Director Porter.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to do Contra Costa Special Districts Association.
All right, Director Callahan.
See if he's going to channel me again.
Yeah, let's do the... These are all such great regional committees. Let's do the P6.
Director Graves.
Then I will stick with the school district.
All right. And then Director Guto, regional transportation agencies. That's the primary. Who's the last remaining?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, so the last remaining is regional transportation agencies.
That sounds outstanding.
Okay. And then do we need
That's
to
a great decision, Brian.
Yep.
Alternatives. Yes. So can we go through the alternative? Yeah, is that correct? Sorry, yeah, I'm asking a question.
And it's entirely up to the chair, but we can continue to go through the order as we've been going, so Director Graham would be...
Yeah, I think that's a proper way to do that.
Okay. Director Graham, so your choice for alternates?
The Ashley's alternative... No, who has that? Guteau. I'll be your alternative for code enforcement.
All right. Director Ford.
LAFCO.
She did that on purpose.
Director Callahan.
Let's do the fire district.
All right, Director Graves.
I'll take special district.
Director Guteau.
P6.
Director Graham.
I will take East County Water.
All right, back to the top, Director Porter.
Sorry, I'll do the regional transportation agencies.
Director Callahan.
School district.
And last available is the Aviation Advisory Committee.
I'm already the primary. And it's my pick, so somebody else pick. I'll defer because I'm already on. I'll defer to any the next person in line, which would be Carolyn.
Brian.
Who? What?
Brian Gouteau.
Brian, I'm sorry. Brian?
That's fine.
I think we're just reverse order this year.
All right, that fills out the list for the
regional committee. Wonderful. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, so that will go back. So now we're going to move on to discussion item F3, which is possible action to set date and time of the annual board workshop.
Yes, Dina. So once a year, the first quarter, the last month of the first quarter of the new calendar year, which is usually March, we do a board workshop. And this is a workshop for the board to see all the accomplishments and the things that we have accomplished in the last year and the things that we're looking at doing for the next fiscal year. So one of the dates that we selected was Thursday, March 2nd of 2023 at 4 p.m. The location would be here at the Community Center in the Community Center classroom.
What's the date?
March 2nd, 2023. I also selected some alternate dates for consideration. Consideration if that's needed, either on March 8th or March 16th, same time and same place.
Are there any clarifying questions?
No, I'm sorry, you said 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, yes.
4 o'clock? Okay, so there's no clarifying questions. We're going to take it to public comment. Are there any public comment online or in person? Any public comment? Okay, I am going to bring it back to the board for discussion and action. Everyone good with the date so far?
Well, I don't. Can we take a 2-minute recess while I go to the car and get my phone so I can look at my calendar? Because I know we're out of town sometimes in March.
Yeah, that's fine. Right, we're going to take a 2-minute recess.
I think it's in my car. If not, then
do you want me to text Leanne?
During this time, could I ask just a couple minor little questions?
What are my keys to my car?
About?
Oh, one about the lights out in front. And I know that there was some electrical issues.
It's not on the agenda.
So I guess from the standpoint, we can direct, ask some questions about the lights, only to the extent that giving direction to staff to bring back some sort of report.
Oh, no.
Or your director's comments.
Yeah, just in general, since there are the lights are not on, and I know there was an electrical problem, just an update. But
yeah, I mean, we could give a quick update. I mean, as long as it's just where there's no discussion any decisions or anything of that nature. If there is an update.
Okay. Do you recall what happened with the electrical? I know Monica is not here to talk about it.
Are we talking directly out front? I know that there was an issue with one of the breakers, and because it wasn't adequately covered, it was on a timer, so our staff came in, readjusted the timer, flipped it all the way on the entire time, but because rainwater was getting in it, we had to cover it because it kept flipping the breaker.
Okay, so it was off then when we...
It was when the holiday tree was out there and...
No, right now. It was off when we got here.
Yeah, I still think they have...
Just wondering. And then I think we've talked about and saw the emails about the trees that fell down and no other issues because of the rains and...
Do we want to wait until we do director reports or like manager reports at that point?
Okay.
Yeah? Okay.
So we're back to the item of the date.
What's the date we're talking about?
March 2nd.
I'm good.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for that.
So do we want to make a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Yes. Do you have a motion?
I'll make a motion to accept staff's recommendation to have the annual board workshop on Thursday, March 2nd at 4 p.m.
Is there a second?
Second.
Wonderful. So we're going to go ahead and take a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. And opposed? Motion passes.
Okay.
So I know there's not a general manager's report listed, but do you want to give us a quick update on storm, things that have happened? Yeah. What's going on that way?
So we were quite lucky throughout this process of the storms. We were all prepared. We over-prepared as much as we could to be able to mitigate any issues that we might have when it regards to water, wastewater, and flooding. Some of the trees, yes, some blew down, mostly branches, I think, broke. And so Bill's team went out there every day after the next windstorm, and he started picking those up. So I think we fared pretty well through all of this. I appreciate our team, the landscape team, absolutely, our water and wastewater team, and Veolia for always for supporting us through the whole process. Yeah. So.
Absolutely. Thank you. Y'all did a great job. Thank you.
Yeah. Are there any director reports?
Not this time. I do. I want to say that you guys have been really busy because I've seen your team out there a lot more than usual. So you guys have really jumped in this last 6 weeks or so, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, and kudos to Dina and Alan for helping coordinate with Reggae 100 to get sandbags and get that done here. You know, working with the county to make sure the storm drains aren't overflowing, you know, and then balancing all of that with lift stations and power outages. It's
you've never seen anything until you see Dina in the middle of the rain with a rain can on, dripping water down here, pulling a hose over a storm drain. Or was it a stop sign? I forget.
It was either. It needed to be done.
Nonetheless, she was out there. I drove past her. She was out there tripping. And I won't say anything more than that because it.
There was no way I could say no. I can't support that.
and I just would also like to give kudos to our general manager. So I received a call from one of our neighbors about some potential flooding that was going on. I don't even remember if it was in the morning or at night. It was one of the extremes. And you took my call and you had people out there taking a look at it. You actually went out and took a look at it. So just the way that you always go above and beyond, it's appreciated.
Yeah. We are small but very mighty, and I feel very fortunate, you know, to have that.
One thing I like about our team is we work really well together, all of us, from finance to landscaping to water, wastewater, Veolia, our engineers. So I'm really proud of the work and the, you know, the camaraderie.
No, I appreciate both of you, and I am. No, I interrupted Alan watching the 49er game. But
it's going to be a brutal Sunday, huh?
But, yeah, no, I appreciate you getting back when people are asking us questions.
No, and I appreciate your support because you really are there to help us and back us up and always ask what we need, so thank you.
We are used to it, but it is rare.
Yeah. Any future agenda items?
Not this time for me. No.
Well, thank you for an amazing first meeting, and we are going to adjourn at 7:42.
You did that really well.
I've been